Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes in the Ray Haynes Gymnasium here at Michigan Center High School. Ready for what we expect to be a pretty good tilt. The Michigan Center Cardinals hosting the Napoleon Pirates tonight. Rugged Cascades Conference basketball action. Additionally brought to you by Superior Industrial Sales and Service and Bailey Excavating. And Brian coming in here with a couple teams that kind of ahead of the season we thought would be pretty good here in the Cascades Conference, and up to this point they've lived up to that.
Yeah, and you know, not just now, but this is what we've seen for the last few years, right? It's always been Napoleon and Michigan Center coming down the stretch for the Cascades, and until we see otherwise, I guess that's what we're going to expect.
Yeah, really, Michigan Center coming into the game 6-1 on the season, unbeaten in the Cascades Conference. Opened the season with a loss against Onsted, 73-39, which is a tough matchup for anybody. You have that big, the real big guy.
Davis kid.
So, yeah. And they've managed to lose a couple since then, and, you know, kind of makes you uncertain about who's who. But nobody really knows how good they are coming out of the gate in the season. You figure that out along the way. But winning six straight after that opening loss for the Cardinals. And in those six straight wins, the Cardinals have been averaging 63.8 points. Opponents have been averaging 38.6. So they haven't had a lot of close matchups in that stretch. So they really are just on a good run with wins here over. We've got Brighton, Cheryl, Stockwell Prep. I'm not sure about that program, but first time I'm hearing of it that I can recall. But a win for the Cardinals. They beat Jonesville, they beat Morenci, they beat Addison, they beat Manchester, and they beat Leslie. So they're ready for Napoleon to kind of keep this Cascades Conference win streak alive. And you know, you're closer to the Michigan Center Cardinals program than I am, being around the school and even having been part of the coaching staff in the past. And how do they feel about the roster as comprised right now?
Well, I think they're excited. It's young, however.
Yeah.
And you know, tonight we're going to see three sophomores and a freshman, or, you know, night to night, that's their starting lineup, three sophomores and a freshman. And, you know, you and I have done some games around the area. We're not even seeing a lot of sophomores on rosters this
right.
year. I know that's kind of the trend lately, but to go with four guys in your starting lineup, so it's young, hopeful, a lot of good athletes, but with that youth also comes just inconsistency times too, so you're never sure like what you're going to get or what version of the guys you're going to get from.
Not surprising though to see the youth coming along. I just saw a social media post today, I believe, that the Michigan Center 8th grade hasn't lost a game in like four seasons under the tutelage of Coach Anthony Howard, so they got a good run going of good 8th grade teams, and so it would translate that they would be good at the next level as members of the varsity team.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about Coach Gaddy being a good X and O's guy, but the truth is, Steve, I really believe this, if you're going to be a varsity coach in the Jackson area, you do have to get down there, and it starts in the youth program.
Yeah.
And Center runs a really good youth program, and you know, you see the fruits of that throughout.
And you know, it's no secret that you and I are both graduates of Michigan Center. You still work for the school, but being around the community, having friends here that I have, the staff and the really the community around athletics in general, Michigan Center, a lot of people, they spend a lot of time together, they're friends, their kids are friends, you know, so there really is a community feeling around athletics in Michigan Center, which I think is true of a lot of the good athletic programs in the area.
Yeah, and Napoleon's another one, Steve, so
exactly.
Yeah, this is a battle, isn't it?
Exactly. As we flip over to talk about the Pirates, they come in 5-1 on the year. They just haven't played seven games yet to be 6-1 like the Cardinals are. They're likewise, though, 4-0 in the conference. They won their opening game and then lost one game on the season, and then they've won four in a row since, so they're rolling. Opened up with a win over Stockbridge, lost a close one against Western, and then wins over Vandercook Lake, Homer, Grass Lake, and East Jackson. If I'm going to be honest, that's not the toughest of a schedule to start your Cascades Conference season, so I'm sure that the Pirates are actually ready to kind of be tested and kind of understand what they have. And I think Coach Seidel will be glad to see how they stack up against one of the better teams in the league.
Yeah, I think this game for both Michigan Center and Napoleon's the first time in conference where they're playing somebody that's looked upon as maybe being a top three or four team in the conference. So
yeah, but
this is the first showdown.
If you don't follow these two teams real closely, or local hoops, but you're tuned in tonight, it is worth noting that Grant Bradley out of the lineup again. He had a shoulder injury during the football season. I think we got kind of some insider, whatever, we understand that it's not a particularly serious injury, and he could be playing, he could have maybe played some football, and he could be playing the hoops game, but he's taking it easy, recognizing that he has some greater aspirations beyond high school sports, and so he's, and really it's just wise to let yourself recover fully before you go out and risk injury again. So I think it sounds like he's handling his health and well-being very well right now, and we might still get to see him on the hardwood later in the season.
Yeah, we love watching him, and we got to know him too, and he's such a good young man as well. But you're right here, he's getting opportunities to, whether it's play baseball at U of M, or we understand too there's other major league scouts looking at him. So when you're debating on whether you want to do that or suit up for your high school basketball season, hey, that is a tough decision though for a young man, because high school sports, you know, we're as an adults, we can say, hey, it's just a game, look out for your future, but you live for this stuff when you're 17, 18 years old,
especially coming out in a game like this that's been a rivalry the last few years. Last season, 22-2 for the Pirates during the regular season, including unbeaten in the regular season Cascades Conference. But then they lost to these Michigan Center Cardinals in the district tournament, in the district final. So some unsettled scores that have to be dealt with tonight, or at least the next step in dealing with those coming up tonight. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back, look at the starting lineups, and some more pregame information. It's the Cardinals and the Napoleon Pirates here on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
There aren't too many sure things in life, but power outages during storm season is one of them. Get ready for this year's severe weather. With a Briggs & Stratton standby generator permanently installed, it will automatically kick on to power your home in the event of a power outage. Storm season is a sure thing. Fortunately, so is Briggs & Stratton. Call Superior Industrial Sales and Service today at 784-0539 for a free estimate, or visit SuperiorIndustrialSales.com. That number again is 784-0539.
Running a business isn't an easy feat, but these days, between hiring, managing the rising costs, and fielding customer calls, there's almost no time for running the financial side.
That's why I bank at County National Bank. CNB has convenient locations and online banking, as well as robust business banking services that allow me to spend time on the business instead of in it.
That sounds like the help I need. Banking that fits in the folds of my day.
Then give CNB a call. They're local people that you know and can trust.
Let's work together. To learn more, visit cnbb.bank. Member FDIC.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations. The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
For the month of December, enjoy pizza slices for just $1.99 each.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express. Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the professor on the pregame here as the Michigan Center Cardinals host the Napoleon Pirates tonight. Cardinals didn't win the conference last year, but did come in and win that district championship and actually got a trip to the regional finals before losing it to Langsburg. But good run for the Cardinals last year. They continue to do that under Coach Gaddy.
These two teams kind of have a funny history because the last couple of years we've done these regular season Center Napoleon games thinking, oh, this is going to be a great game. And quite frankly, Napoleon's gotten the best of them, and a few of them haven't been real close.
Yeah.
And then it seems like Center kind of holds that district trump card on them.
Especially when we go over there to the Pirate ship out at Napoleon. They tend to hold serve on their home court pretty well. Well, who are the Pirates sending out to the game tonight, Brian?
Well, the Pirates are going to send out four seniors and a sophomore, and the seniors are going to include Carson Godfrey, 5'11", 6'4", Gavrick Belcourt, 6'6", Holden Van Poppel. We have Devontae Hayburn, one of the finer guards in the area at 6', and then the lone sophomore is going to be Tyler Nall at 6'3". So as you can hear that, that's a big lineup for a smaller class school.
Yeah, plenty of length for the Pirates. And on Talkback Jackson earlier today, Brian, I put the over-under for dunks tonight at 1.5. Take the over, take the under.
Oh, man. Boy, you know what? Both teams play such good defense.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the under on that. But, hey, you might get a steal and a breakaway, too. So I feel like that's a fair line.
All right. How about for the Cardinals?
Well, for the Cardinals tonight, probably. And I say probably because we have sophomore Jaden Watson, who normally starts for him, might be starting on the bench tonight. He's had kind of some hip injuries issues. So might be freshman Trey Collins, sophomore Travis Collins, sophomore Hayden Hinkle, junior Spencer Berkeypile, and the lone senior Hunter Clemens.
Yeah, that's noteworthy. You mentioned kind of the youth at Michigan Center. Four seniors in the starting lineup for the Pirates, just one for the Cardinals. And, you know, that's something that we'll keep an eye on to see if that makes a difference. And I expect that it will. I think when you look at the youth, that those young players for the Cardinals, and you go with those three sophomores, yes, they're young, but they're kind of experienced at this point. Travis Collins on the varsity all season last year, starting most of the time. Hayden Hinkle was part of the junior varsity, but got minutes with the varsity, especially in the postseason. So that's extra, you know, extra experience minutes there for Hinkle. So, there is youth, but I think they've got a little bit of experience, and certainly they've got the Hinkle in particular seems to have that kind of a attitude where it doesn't matter if it's the first time he's done it or the 100th time, he feels like he's going to win. Like, he's got a winning attitude.
Yeah, he does, and he's been playing really well. The player I'm really looking forward to seeing is freshman Trey Collins. You don't often see a lot of freshman point guards. It's just a big difference when you're going from 8th grade to varsity. But Trey is an electric athlete, and he's going to be a great player here at Center. But it's going to be the biggest game of his young varsity career.
Yeah, lots to watch tonight. Both teams, as we mentioned, struggling a little bit with their depth. Senior Lucas Howard, who expected kind of maybe step into that backup point guard role this season, or maybe even be the starter from time to time, out with an injury from the football season. And then, of course, Grant Bradley, as we mentioned, who's been a steady presence on the Napoleon basketball team for 8 years or so. And so they'll have to get used to playing without him. But, I think we're in for a great matchup tonight still, Brian. Anybody's guess as to what's going to happen. But like you said, they both defend really well, and I think that's the thing that's going to keep it close till the end. And I think we'll still be uncertain who's going to win this one come 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and it's going to come down to who plays better down the stretch and knocks out free throws. It's my prediction.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, it's funny because Napoleon does like to play fast too, but this is playing right into Michigan Center's hand. Napoleon has that height advantage. Mm-hmm. Coach Seidel was telling me before the game, man, we like to play fast, but this might not be the team that we want to do that against. Well, he was going to kind of have to just see what happens.
Yeah. Well, who's the go-to guy for Michigan Center?
You know, Steve, that's kind of the nice thing about their lineup. I don't really think they have a go-to guy, but on any given night, it could be one of, you know, six guys.
Oh, that's a little inside humor for us. Let's take a 3-minute break. We're going to get the anthem here in the Ray Haynes Gymnasium and get ready for tip-off. The Napoleon Pirates and the Michigan Center Cardinals high school basketball on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your project. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Hi, I'm Lene. Let me tell you about my experience at the Dental Experience. I had both upper and lower implants. I've had multiple cancellations from other offices. The Dental Experience, I was able to obtain an initial appointment within a week and a half. Dr. B and his staff, they actually treat you like an individual, the person that you are, and not just a sort of payment, shall we say.
The Dental Experience on Spring Arbor Road, just east of M60. For more information or to set an appointment, go to thedentalexp.com.
Farmers are the roots that anchor our great state. You serve as stewards of the land and nourish all of us with your hard work. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency. Thank Michigan farmers for what they do every day. When it comes to protecting your farms, they've been doing it for over 100 years. It's time to talk about how they can help you protect what matters most. Call 517-879-5171 or visit them online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
There aren't too many sure things in life, but power outages during storm season is one of them. Get ready for this year's severe weather with a Briggs & Stratton standby generator. Permanently installed, it will automatically kick on to power your home in the event of a power outage. Storm season is a sure thing. Fortunately, so is Briggs & Stratton. Call Superior Industrial Sales and Service today at 784-0539 for a free estimate or visit SuperiorIndustrialSales.com. That number again is 784-0539.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
For the month of December, enjoy pizza slices for just $1.99 each.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express. Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here. Starting lineups getting introduced on the floor. Brian, starting to feel like it is the last game before Christmas break here at the school. You got basketball coaching legend Jim Anderson in the building. Coaching one sometime coach Crowley in the building.
Yeah, center legend Steve Dowding giving us some words here of wisdom before the broadcast.
Jackson College basketball star Riley Kubiak, Wayne State player Hillary Griffin, and past champs from the area.
So
Tegan Haynes
here.
Single game scoring record holder for Michigan Center Girls basketball.
It's just legend after legend. This is the place to be, Steve.
It is the place to be, and we're here, and we're ready to tip it up as Van Poppel gets into the circle and jumps it up against Clemens, and the Pirates will get a first. Habern coming down the floor, set up the offense for Napoleon, high post and a steal. Trey Collins in the open court on the left side, cuts into the middle of the floor, drops it off, and into the corner. Travis Collins will look for three, and he hits right out of the gate. Kind of a hockey assist for Trey Collins as Spencer Berkey pile set up Travis for the three. 3-0 Cardinals. A little full court pressure, and the Cardinals get another loose ball. Travis Collins has it on the breakout. Into the air, scoops it, got up and got bumped, and went with the pass instead of the shot, so will they give him the free throws? No, they're going to take it out of bounds on the baseline. Cardinals, a couple turnovers right out of the gate. 3-0 lead, 7:28 to play first quarter.
We've played 32 seconds, and you've said Collins Steele twice. One by Trey, one by Travis. They're our brothers, by the way.
Yep, Travis floats it out to Clemens. Trey Collins has it at the top as they got his own defense here for the Pirates. And there's a Haburn getting a hand on the loose ball. And out on the breakaway for Napoleon. And Trey Collins chasing him. Couldn't put on the brakes. A lot of contact there. And three bodies go to the floor. It'll be a foul against the Cardinals. And Devontae Haburn takes the bump, but he gets back up. And we're ready to go here again. 3-0 Cardinals, 7:16 to play. Just underway. And it's already quite aggressive. And Popple takes the inbound. Down the lane, partially blocked there by Berkeypile. Now on the run out, Travis Collins ahead of everyone. Gathers the pass, lays it up, and it's 5-0 Cardinals. And they set up the full court pressure here, trapping. The Florida Haburn, that's a good way to break a press. Good pass down on the block. Van Poppel had a look at it, drops it down to Gaverick Belcourt for the first Napoleon layup. And it's 5-2 Cardinals.
And if you're the Cardinals and you want to play fast, you're probably okay with giving up a bucket here or there as long as that tempo is in your favor.
Penetration there and a foul against the Pirates. And it's going to go against Belcourt, it looks like. Collins, Travis Collins, the inbound from the baseline here for the Cardinals. Gets into the corner for Trey, who fires a three. That's short. Long rebound, though. And Berkeypile, the last to touch it. And out of bounds off Michigan Center.
Yeah, we see Napoleon in that zone, so we were talking about what kind of tempo they'd want to do. You know, when you play in a zone like that, Napoleon does play man-to-man. That kind of gives you the feeling they want to slow it down.
The Pirates break the pressure, getting to the half court. Nall on the wing, open for a moment, over to Haburn on the left side. He backs it back out. Goes to the top, now drives the jump stop into the air. Gets past the defense, and touch foul there for Clemens, and they'll send Devontae Haburn to the free throw line. 5-2 Cardinals, 6:22 to play first quarter. Haburn at the stripe.
It's funny, Steve. I feel like we do a lot of talking about Grant Bradley, you know, due to the injury and stuff. But Devontae Haburn is one of the best guards, and he's been a 3-4 year varsity player. We've got a lot of his games, and he can get in the lane as good as anybody in the area.
Missed the second free throw. 5-3 after he hits one in that pair of shots. Cardinals get up the floor. Hunter Clemens picks up his dribble, has to go across to Hinkle. His first touch of the game, really. He goes into the corner for Clemens. Clemens skips it across to Travis Collins. Jab steps, drives, has it batted away. Gaverick Belcourt, I think, got a hand on it. Knocks it away to the Pirates. 5-3, they trail. Haburn on the baseline. Goes across court into the corner. Three-point shot is up, and no good. Rebounded Michigan Center. Carson Godfrey missed the shot. Hunter Clemens with the rebound. Trey Collins has it now on the left wing for Michigan Center. Into the lane. Goes all the way to the backboard. Tough finish. Reverse layup and makes it. 7-3 Cardinals.
And Napoleon going mad now the last couple possessions.
Cardinals with the made bucket, set up the pressure. Napoleon's doing a good job breaking it. There's a steal, though, by Travis Collins. Trailing the play, jumps in the passing lane. Picks it off, and another turnover for the Pirates. 7-3 lead for the Cardinals with the ball. Hinkle on the drive. Takes a pass to the corner. Gets in and puts it up. Contact is going to go against Holden Van Poppel. And that'll send Hinkle to the free throw stripe.
Hinkle down here really kind of caused that last steal by center by. He was going to take a charge. And that must be a Hinkle thing, because Dalen Hinkle, Austin Hinkle, the whole Hinkle family must just practice taking charges in the living room.
Timeout on the floor, 60-second timeout. We'll take a commercial break. 7-3 Cardinals lead when we come back on WKHM.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Willoughby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Trust Willoughby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Here's a few reasons for you to choose the Dental Experience for all your general dentistry needs. It doesn't feel like a dental office when you walk in. It feels like home. The staff is top-notch as well as the facility. Dr. Bell BC is great in every aspect. He's great with kids, and for patients that require a little extra care, he is also great with them. They also offer same-day crowns as well as implants. The hygiene team at the Dental Experience is the best in the area to come get your cleanings and yearly checkups. The Dental Experience is the most patient-friendly office I have came across.
The Dental Experience, 4200 Spring Arbor Road. Online at thedentalexp.com or give them a call, 787-5367.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Hayden Hinkle misses the first of his two free throws here. 5:22 to play first quarter, 7-3 Cardinal lead. Second free throw goes down, and it's 8-3 Michigan Center. Napoleon ball after the make. Cardinals will set up that full court pressure trap they've been working with. Napoleon does a good job getting it into the front court, but then they need to back it back out, kind of settle it down. Cardinals don't let them. Trapping on the wing. Van Poppel stuck. Forces it through, and another turnover created by the pressure. Van Poppel tries to skip it across court, and it rolls out of bounds. Michigan Center ball. Good trap here once they got over that half court line.
It's funny. We talk about Napoleon height. Michigan Center, although not quite as tall, but still long.
Yeah. Especially those at those wings. Hunter Clemens and Hayden Hinkle. And now into the game is Jalen Watson adding some length for Michigan Center. Van Poppel gets the ball after the miss for the Cardinals. And that is Carson Godfrey out on the floor. Right wing and a little drive from there into the high post. Double team, drops it down for Belcourt, who scores it. Good pass, Cooper Wires. Got into that elbow area and dropped it down to Gavrick Belcourt. He's accepted a couple of those passes for 4 points. 8-5 is the score, Cardinal lead. Clemens gets all the way into the window. Looked like he might miss that one off the rim, but it gets a little less beneficial roll and goes down. And so Hunter Clemens putting the pressure on, getting to the basket, and it's a 10-5 lead for Michigan Center. Full court pressure. Haburn goes up high to catch, and Hayden Hinkle's going to come in a little low, and we'll get a whistle against the Cardinals.
Haburn's taking a little beating so far, hitting the deck hard twice. Steve, we mentioned some of the Michigan Center legends here in the gym. I see Napoleon, Jonathan Curtis, one of the best hoopers ever in Napoleon. Tim Fry's here tonight. Josh Wilson. A lot of good ex-Napoleon players in the building as well.
Oh, no doubt about it. If you like high school hoops, this is the game to be at tonight, and we've got a good start so far. Great pace. Haburn's got it on the wing, pumps, drives in, drips it into the corner. Godfrey fires for three, missed. Rebound battle. Hinkle comes away with it for the Cardinals. 10-5 lead with 4:02 to play. Hinkle put the pressure on, crosses over. Good defense there by Null. Skips it across to Trey Collins, top for Hunter Clemens. He takes the dribble back to Trey Collins, finds a little driving lane, floats it just off. Travis Collins, though, rebounds. Cardinals get a second chance at it. Watson has it knocked away. Clemens there to return, receive. And on a spin move, he's going to call for travel. A little contact in there. Hunter wanted a foul. The turnover against him, though, and it'll be Napoleon ball.
I said I was looking forward to see freshman Trey Collins at this big, in his biggest stage. So far, he's looking to do some things with the ball. He's not being passive.
No doubt about it. He looks really smooth out there. That floater, I was shocked it didn't go down because it looked picture perfect. 10-5, Napoleon trails with the ball. Devontae Haburn taking some physical shots so far, but still coming out there. They get into the corner for Nall. Works it out to the top. Wires off the dribble. Gets to that high post where he looks to make a move into the corner. Godfrey pump fakes a triple. And a little jab step. Too many travel call on the takeoff.
It's the dreaded high school pump fake travel.
That one did. It did look like he faked one way and then went the other.
Yep.
That's your steps. So the Cardinals get it back. 3:20 to play. We're still in the first quarter. 10-5 Michigan Center. Hunter Clemens. Excuse me, that's Berkey pile headed on the wing. Pump faked Haburn up into the air and then tried to bounce pass around him and got it into his feet. So they'll say Cardinal ball on the kick call. Trey Collins at the top left side. Hinkle skips it across to Berkey pile back to the top. Collins. Trey passes to Hinkle into the corner. Now Travis Collins will clear it out of there. Cardinals working against this, looks like a 2-3 zone against Napoleon. Trey Collins is at the top. Travis into the corner. Hinkle open for three. This time fires. And it rolls in. 13-5 Cardinals out in front with 2:50 to play. We're in the first quarter still. And here come the Pirates. Haburn. It's a screen from Belcourt. crosses over. Now, a little reach, Travis Collins. He doesn't like the call, but there was some contact. And the officials blow the whistle.
Yeah, that's one of the things that Hayburn is so good, and it often gets overlooked. He's good at just drawing fouls. Mm-hmm. He can get your whole team in foul trouble, both outside and in.
Yeah, you find him shooting a lot of free throws late in games, and a lot of guys who are missing minutes because they're in foul trouble if you have to guard him. And I like that they put Travis Collins out there. He's shown, even as a freshman last year, he'll accept that challenge of maybe the toughest defensive assignment. And he matches up favorably with Hayburn. Not a lot of guys can keep up pace with him. As a shot goes up from the corner from Nall and another miss. Napoleon hasn't shot it particularly well early in the game. Cardinals have. Don Watson on the block. He goes to work against Van Poppel. Little spin move off the glass. No good. Left it a little short. Again, Watson just trying to play himself back into comfort. His first minutes after, what, a couple weeks with a little hip injury.
Yeah, Van Poppel did a good job just getting tall right there. Walling up on Watson.
2:04 to play in the first. 13-5 Cardinals. Napoleon with the ball, working around the perimeter. Hayburn open for three, fires off the heel. Rebound, and Watson had the box out. Hinkle comes away with a loose ball. Gets up to Travis Collins on the left wing. Top of the key for Hinkle. Looks to swing it. Doesn't pass it, but drug his pivot foot. He's not going to like the call, but it was a travel. Yeah.
We have Coach Gaddy right in front of us. He is telling Hinkle make that extra pass.
Minute 48 to go here in the first, 13-5. Hinkle, maybe he just held on to it because he didn't want to turn it over. Maybe there's somebody in the passing lane, but he did drag his pivot foot. And the Pirates get it back. Hayburn at the top. And the Cardinals kind of going with a zone here, too. Trapping out on the wing. Into the corner. Godfrey fires another three. Missed that one. Good rebound, Van Poppel. Blocked by Watson. There's what that extra length from Watson gives you. And now a steal. Godfrey's going to get a layup drill. As Hinkle tried to chase it down, Godfrey did get it to go. Breaks the scoring slump for the Pirates, and it's 13-7 with 75 seconds to play in the first.
Is that Hinkle trying to dial into his inner Coronis Davis?
He did. Berkey Powell, right wing now for Travis Collins. Back to the top, Berkey Powell. Pumped into the corner, now back to the wing. Collins give and go. Berkey Powell with a little jump hook, no good. Hinkle rebounds, put back, no good. Goes across the lane to Watson. He goes up high and puts it too strong. It's loose. Berkey Powell gets it back. It's batted away, his pass. Now run of the break is Wires for the Pirates. Gets it out to Godfrey. He goes in and softly puts one on the rim, and it goes down, and it's 13-9. So a little run here for the Pirates to cut into the Cardinal lead, 13-9 with 38 seconds left for Michigan Center with the ball. High post for Watson. Skips it into the corner. Berkey Powell for three. It hits. Three-point shooting for the Cardinals has been on here in the first, and it pushes the lead back to 16-9 with 25 seconds.
That being the difference so far.
Seven-point advantage for the Cardinals. Hayburn out near midcourt. Slowing it down. The Pirates will hold it for one shot here to end the first quarter. Nall into the corner for Godfrey. High post for Hayburn. Swings it around and Wires open for three. Fires. No good. Rebound Van Poppel. Extra try for the Pirates. Scoops it out to Hayburn. He drives into the air. Double clutch. Scoop. No good. Watson gets a loose ball. Batted away. Wires fires at the buzzer. No good. Good job by the Pirates to get multiple tries on the offensive end, but the Cardinals deny them. 16-9 after one. 60-second commercial break. Second quarter upcoming on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Hi, I'm Lisa Huttinga, the branch manager at the Jackson Blue Ox Credit Union branch. Blue Ox Credit Union has been serving the Jackson community since 2018. We are honored to continue offering innovative products and services that benefit our membership and help move them towards financial success. Experience the credit union difference today and become a member of the Blue Ox Credit Union. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. You can become a member online at blueoxcu.org. or stop in at any of our branch locations to get started. We would love to have you.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes on the clock here, second quarter. Cardinals lead at 16-9. Three-point shooting a standout for the Cardinals in the first quarter. The inbound to Travis Collins to get it started here. Trey Collins now has it deep on the left side. Slices through the defense, drops it off into the paint. Now back out for Hunter Clemens, pump fakes and puts a shot up on the run. No good, rebounded Hayburn. Here come the Pirates.
And Pirates playing a little 1-3-1 with Van Poppel up top, who's just super long.
Wires, dribbles into the elbow area, pumps, and then takes an extra step. And call for the traveling. And then, you know, I think young players are so uncertain. What, you know, you watch the NBA and even college sometimes. That may never get called at that level, but here, yeah, he picked up his pivot, or stopped on his pivot foot and then switched it up, and that's a trap. Trey Collins drives out to Travis, open for three, fires. That's short. Two bounces on the rim and comes down. Gavrick Belcourt rebounds for the Pirates. Hayburn slows it down on the left side. Set up the offense here. 7:18 to play in the half. 16-9 his Pirates trail. Hayburn off the dribble, gets deep. Double team comes. Back out to Belcourt. Swings it around Nall at the top of the key. He crosses over into the paint. Jump stop into the air. Elevates. Left it short and rebounded by Travis Collins. Cardinals get the stop. Back on the offense. Right side for Clemens. Tries to get it back to Collins. It's batted away. And they say last touch Cardinals. As maybe Nall, I think, had a chance at it, but it goes out of bounds. But good hands for the Pirates' active hands, batting at a couple of balls here.
Yeah, you put Van Poppel in there. Hayburn's got quick hands. That's a good defense right there.
Tyler Nall has good length, too.
Yeah.
Listed at 6'3".
We were impressed with him as a freshman last year.
Yeah. Right wing, and a three-pointer for Clemens goes down. If he gets hot shooting, then the Cardinals know where they can get some scoring from. 6:35 to play in the half, and it's 19-9 lead, largest of the game for Michigan Center.
Did that go up glass?
It looked maybe like it did. There's a three-pointer for Van Poppel. We know he can get hot from out there. Rebound, another one down on the glass. Gavrick Belcourt drops off a nice pass to Van Poppel, who followed the shot, gets his layup, and 19-11. Gavrick Belcourt on the receiving end of a couple of those assists, now hands one out. Having a nice game for Napoleon. Skipped across Travis Collins on the left wing. Now gets it to Berkey Powell. Goes to the top for Trey Collins. Good catch there for him. Now he splits the defense. Floats it. Elevates above Beaverick Belcourt. Missed it. Rebound chased out by Van Poppel. In the open court for the Pirates. Hayburn left side. Off dribble wires. Gets down deep. Pumps. Gets the defense off the floor. Draws a foul. And he's going to get free throws. And looks like that might go against number 14, Caden Layton, in the game now for Michigan Center.
Yeah, Steve, last...
Nope, they gave it to someone else. Clemens?
Last possession, we saw Van Poppel shoot a three, but then get the ball inside and score. And I know he's capable of three-point shooters, but I'd like to see Van Poppel underneath the hoop a little bit more with as big a size advantage as he has.
It gets mitigated a little bit as Jalen Watson comes back into the game. Excuse me, Jaden Watson. 5:47 to play, 19-12. And Wires hits a couple free throws. Cuts the lead to 6. Hinkle accepts the inbounds pass from Michigan Center. Left side, Travis Collins in the corner for Berkey Pyle. Skips it to the top for Hinkle. High post for Watson. Gets a little double team and a cheap reach in there by Nall. Going to be whistled. First team foul for the Pirates in the second quarter. 19-13 our score. 5:37 to play in the half.
Been a pretty clean game so far. The whistle hasn't blown too much. I would have liked to let that go, too. No, maybe got him a little bit on the hand, but it really didn't affect anything.
Right. Berkey Pyle to the top for Clemens. Right wing, Hinkle. Double team comes back to Clemens at the top. Left side, Berkey Pyle. Now Hinkle at the top. Goes to high post for Watson. He goes on the move to the basket. Shoulder elevates. Nice soft touch on the jump hook. And that's what I liked about Watson by the end of last season. When he'd catch it up high against one of those guys, he would look to go right to the basket. And most of the time he was having success because he's quicker than other people with his length usually.
Yeah, for a sophomore big guy, he's already kind of developed some nice touch.
Yep, and certainly has the elevation when he's healthy to jump over guys the same size as him. 4:57 to play, 21-13. Cardinals in front, Napoleon ball. On the drive, Godfrey gets past the defense. Two players there to block it. Swats the shot and the fast break. Hinkle in traffic. Picks it up. Now scoops it to Watson. Back to Hinkle at the top. Swings it to Clemens. Open for three. Fires. No. Long rebound, though, grabbed by Berkey Powell. Finds Clemens cutting into the lane. His jump shot is off the rim, but no Pirates can grab it, and it goes out of bounds on the baseline, and the Cardinals will keep possession. So that kind of running one-hander we see a lot currently, and Clemens couldn't get it to drop. Cardinals get it lucky to keep possession. Travis Clemens, the inbound, goes deep to the Berkey pile. Skips it across to Hinkle right on the wing. Left side, Berkey pile. Hinkle at the top. Back left corner for Collins. He goes baseline this time. Gets past the defense. Double clutch miss. Watson there to clean it up. Put back is good. And the Cardinals lead it by 10 again. 23-13 with 4:17 to play in the first half.
And that's, again, the tough thing about that zone. Nobody has man box out. And you see offensive rebounding against those zones frequently.
Belcourt at the top for the Pirates. Left wing, Wires. He's played well since he's gotten in. Spins in the lane, stops, pumps. And Watson maybe thought he got a piece of the ball, but it looked like he got Wires on the elbow, and that'll send him to the free throw line.
Wires doing a good job of getting into the lane continuously and being patient, trying to get people up. That's his maybe third time that he's drawn a foul.
Good at the line on the first one. 6'3 senior Cooper Wires. 23-14. We're under 4 minutes to play in the first half. Cardinals have led the whole way. Wires gets the second one to go. And buzzer sounds. Tyler Nall's going to come in and give Wires a breather. Cardinals with Watson, Hinkle, Berkey Pyle, Clemens, and Travis Collins as Berkey Pyle, or excuse me, Hinkle makes a dribble move to the basket, passes out to Hunter Clemens, and nice quick pull up there from the free throw line, and that floater goes, pushes the lead back to 10.
When Clemens gets it, he's looking to score.
Yeah, definitely got that scorer mentality, and I like that shot, the way he kind of went up with it quickly. He didn't have to set up too much. Pirates on the offense. Godfrey makes a move to the basket. Spins into the lane. Oh, nice move. Doesn't get it to go. Watson taps the rebound to Hinkle. Here come the Cardinals. Hinkle behind the back. Move at the top of the key. Now crosses over. Berkey pile off the dribble. Backs it back out to Collins. Travis Collins. Left side for Hinkle. Moves across to the middle. Now backs it back out. Cardinals will reset spacing. 3:05 to play in the half. Right side for Berkey pile. Back cut Clemens into the lane. Scoops around the defense and scores it. Finger roll, and it's 27-15. Cardinals, 12 is the largest lead of the game. Hayburn for the Pirates. High post, Gabrick Belcourt hands it back to Hayburn. Now he goes to Belcourt at the top. Skips it over to Nall on the left side. He moves back to the middle. Now drives. Backs it up to Hayburn from the top. Gets into the lane. Blocked by Watson. Looking to get a whistle. And I'm going to be honest, that one felt like a nice stuff. Pretty great, actually, because Hayburn makes it tough to get there, and Coach Gaddy doesn't love the call. But sends Devontae Hayburn to the line. Benefit of the doubt call maybe there for Hayburn.
Yeah, the fans didn't like it. Coach Gaddy didn't like it, and quite frankly, we're pretty close to action. I didn't think that was a foul either.
Hayburn hits the first free throw. 27-16, 2:38 to play. We're still in the first half. Is that three for Watson now, though?
I have him for two.
Hayburn gets both free throws to go and cuts the lead back to 10. Inbound goes to Hinkle for the Cardinals. Fires it way ahead to Berkey Pie. Almost too high, but he does jump and catch in the corner. And a baseline drive. And looking for a cutting Berkey Pie. It's past him. And now in the fast break, Hayburn takes it all the way into the lane. That felt like one that could have got into that dunk category.
I wondered if
he elevated. Cardinals get up to Collins. Right through the pressure and down to Berkey Pyle. And there's a nice patient finish for him. Lets the defender get up in the air and then finishes calmly. 29-19. The Cardinals keep that lead at 10. Haber's got it now for the Pirates. Left side. Nall open for three. Fires. No. Rebound goes up and Berkey Pyle grabs. Gets it to Hinkle. Trigger the offense for the Cardinals. Hinkle moves to the middle of the floor. Right side Berkey Pyle. Cardinals seem comfortable to work deep, you know, passing around, trigger the offense from a few steps behind that line rather than everyone's trying to stand toe on the three-point line. Cardinals are moving around freely back there and then penetrate there and get a foul call, and it'll stay their ball.
you're not a shooting threat from out there so much, but that does spread the floor. And right now, I think the Cardinals would be more comfortable driving.
Yeah.
Although they are hitting the threes.
Hinkle takes that inbound, fires a three and missed. But nobody able to get a body on Collins, and he had a chance at it. They knock it away from him, and the Cardinals will keep it for another chance. Travis Collins is inbound into the corner. You get it out on the floor. And a little dribble drive move, but passed in the corner for another three. Missed it, and this time rebounded by Tyler Nall. It was Caden Layton trying to set up the three for, I think Clemens was over there. Now it's Nall at the top for the Pirates. Crossover into the paint. Jump stop into the air. And Collins comes over to affect the shot. Doesn't get the block. Missed it, but we'll get a foul against Travis Collins.
It's going to be his second now.
And this time it's Tyler Nall causing the havoc, not necessarily Devontae Haburn, but same result. Free throws for a Pirate and another foul in the books for the Cardinals. And Travis Collins will get a break here with two fouls and with a minute 20 to play. Cardinals lead at 29-19 after the first free throw is a miss by Tyler Nall. Fresh into the game now for Michigan Center is Miles Finch, sophomore. Nall gets the second free throw. 9-point lead for the Cardinals. Hinkle will bring it up the floor for Michigan Center against a little pressure here, picking up at half court. Passes it over to Finch. Now into the corner. Berkeypile fires quick. He hasn't looked to have a quick release all day. Missed that one, and now on the rebound tap, Hinkle. Going to get called for a foul. He doesn't like it, but that one looked like... That one I agree with, or we see that called a million times. He missed the shot, couldn't grab his own rebound, and then fouls the guy who did get the rebound.
Hinkle's going to join Watson and Travis Collins on the bench, but all three with two fouls.
67 seconds to play in the first half. Cardinal lead still 9, but Napoleon would love to dig into that a little bit before they go to the locker room. And a missed free throw there by Wires, who got a momentary rest, but is now back in. So, yeah, Hinkle does go to the bench. And he's replaced by Nate Moyer. Split pair at the line for the Pirates. Lead goes down to 8, 21-29. Clemens gets it to Berkeypile in the middle. Now up the floor. And move to the basket. Little contact bump. Missed shot. And rebound tapped by the Cardinals. And out of bounds. Pirate ball. And again, the drive there for Caden Layton is a miss. And now it's the Pirates kind of putting on a little pressure, speeding up the Cardinals and making a few mistakes. 29-21, Pirate ball. Haburn gets the call from Coach Seidel on the bench. Working to the left side of the floor. Everybody else on the right side. Now a screen comes over for Wire, skips it across to Godfrey, down to Belcourt on the block. His shot might have been blocked by Layton. Belcourt misses. Rebound, though, for the Pirates. Wires pumps a fake. Gets down, pumps a shot fake. Gets it up, missed it. Haburn grabs a loose ball in the corner as Coach Gaddy retreats. Tyler Nall has it on the floor. Pirates. Again, good defense here by the Cardinals to stretch it out. But with this zone that they're kind of playing, giving up some offensive rebounds. Tyler Nall's three-pointer halfway down. Comes out, rebounded by the Cardinals. Outlet pass is batted and recovered by the Pirates, and another miss. That time Haburn, rebounded by the Cardinals. Hunter Clemens with 3 seconds. He throws it down court. Shot gets up. No good. A wild series there for the final 65 seconds or so. Nobody scores, though, and at 29-21, we're ready for the half. Cardinals able to stay in front by 8, led by as many as 12. And started to pile up the fouls there late in the quarter. Let's take a 3-minute break here at the half. We'll let the professor do his math, get us our totals, and then we'll be back into action as soon as possible. Again, at the half, Cardinals lead the Pirates 29-21 on WKHM and on WKHM.com. Back at 3.
Are you in need of plastics? Elro Plastics has you covered. Elro has been your one-stop source for cut-to-size performance plastics since 1987. Inventory from sheet, rods, tubes, to film, grading, and machined parts. The best part? Elro Plastics can cut and ship many orders same day, providing added value processing to meet even the most demanding fabrication requirements. For competitive prices for everything plastic, tech support, and superior service over the competition, visit them online at elro.com/plastics.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
We can't predict everything in life. Perhaps no one understands that more than Michigan farmers. Weather, poor crops, the economy, all are variables that farmers learn to navigate every season. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, represents Michigan's largest farm insurer. They're here to help protect your farm and rural lifestyle. Call the Jenkins Insurance Group today. They're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, at 879-5171.
Hello, friends, family, fellow listeners. It's me, Chuck Hogan from Avenue Auto. Let's get right to business. I'm not going to promise you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for your trade-in, but what I will promise you is that you will get a fair amount for your trade-in, and the vehicle that you purchase will be a very good, reliable form of transportation at a fair price. We have over 30 vehicles priced $5,000 and under. Check us out at Avenue Auto. Over 25 years in business means we're here to stay. Financing for everyone. Your job is your credit. Come see our professional sales team, Justin Sadak, Jamie Holdling, Brian Humphrey, and myself, Chuck Hogan at Avenue Auto, or call us at 517-780-0022. Again, 517-780-0022.
High school basketball is live on WKHN,
again.
Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here, 29-21. And the Cardinals have led the whole way, Brian, and taken out to double digits a couple times. Really shot the three-point basket well in the first quarter. Not as good shooting in the second quarter, but still managed to hold on to that lead, and I think a lot of that came from defense.
Yeah, Cardinals right now with 4 3-pointers. Napoleon, who we've seen shoot and make a lot of three-pointers these last few years with the donut from the three-point line so far tonight. That being the difference of this eight-point lead.
Yeah, and not a lot of, like, bad looks either, just weren't getting them to fall down. And that was true, I think, a lot for shooting for Napoleon from wherever they were getting it going. And I think part of that was the Cardinal defense. They were there to contest every shot, and in some cases it got them into foul trouble a little bit, but they did put the pressure on any of the Napoleon shooters.
Yeah, well, it's funny because we've been saying for a couple years Napoleon has all this height, get the ball inside, and tonight, right now, Napoleon out shooting the Cardinals 12-1 from the line.
Yeah.
So Napoleon is taking advantage of their strength. So we're talking about no three balls, but they're looking to get inside, and they're getting the Cardinals in foul trouble.
Yeah, and we saw three different Cardinals regulars going to the bench with two fouls, and we know that's kind of Coach Gaddy's policy at that point. If you get two fouls in the first half, you're going to see some pine time. So that was the case. Well, let's go ahead and run down the numbers here, Ryan.
All right. Well, for Napoleon, we had Carson Godfrey with 4, Gavrick Belcourt with 4, Holden Van Poppel 2, Tyler Null with 1, Devontae Hayburn with 5, and Cooper Wires with 5, all coming from the line. Cooper Wires going 5 for 6.
And I kind of expect Hayburn to kind of pick things up a little bit more in the second half, although I think the Cardinals have really set up the way they're defending to account for him whenever he's out there. And, you know, I think that they made things tough for him in the first half.
Yeah, I'm sure if you told Coach Gaddy that you were going to have Van Poppel, Nall, and Hayburn held to a combined 8 points at the half, you would sign up for that as quick as you could.
No doubt about it. Well, who got the scoring done for Michigan Center?
Well, for Michigan Center, also pretty balanced. Trey Collins has two. Spencer Berkeypile with five. Hayden Hinkle with four. Jaden Watson, four. Travis Collins, five. And leading the way, Hunter Clemens right now with nine.
Yeah, Clemens started to get his offense going a little bit late in that first half. But, you know, going back to your comment and really Steve Dowding's comment that the Cardinals didn't really have one go-to guy. They have about six guys, though, that at any time can be the go-to guy. And they kind of showed us that for different parts of that entire first half, where it was kind of Collins a little bit early, and then it was Watson for a minute, and eventually it was Hunter Clemens there late in the half.
Yeah, you talked about Hunter Clemens having that scorer's mentality. You know, Clemens, Berkeypile, Hinkle, if they get the ball and there's a sliver, they're going to let it fly, you know.
And, yeah.
Hey, they're aggressive offensively.
Yeah, I think it was nice to see even, it was Trey Collins, the freshman, coming out here. And you had kind of said, you know, this is a big moment for him in his maturation. And he looked comfortable out there. And even at times when he was going to the basket, looked pretty impressive. Good elevation, good athleticism, good body control. And it looks like he's got a good touch around the rim. So we'll look to see him maybe get to be a little more aggressive in the second half and penetrate and set up those shooters or get himself points.
Yeah, we both think Derek Seidel and Travis Gaddy are two of the better coaches in the area. And I look forward to seeing what they have planned for the second half, because both teams already showed they'll mix up defenses, they'll change the tempo. You know, it's going to be who makes the right adjustment at the right time, or it might just come down to who's making shots too.
Oh yeah, they were scheming. They were both scheming in the first half. Well, let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break here at the half, and when we come back, second half will jump off. Cardinals lead at 29-21 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Running a business isn't an easy feat, but these days, between hiring, managing the rising costs, and fielding customer calls, there's almost no time for running the financial side.
That's why I bank at County National Bank. CNB has convenient locations and online banking, as well as robust business banking services that allow me to spend time on the business instead of in it.
That sounds like the help I need. Banking that fits in the folds of my day.
Then give CNB a call. They're local people that you know and can trust.
Let's work together. To learn more, visit cnbb.bank. Member FDIC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Yeah, a lot of former Cardinals in the gym tonight. I saw Rayfield Johnson, did I see?
Yeah, Ray.
Former Jackson College Jet, there he is. And former mascot here at the school, Mike Nahal. So.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if this was California, this is
yeah.
It's like being in Hollywood tonight.
Jack Nicklaus here, Taylor Swift probably somewhere. If she was here, the camera would have cut to her already. 29-21, we're underway. Pirates with the ball to start the second half, trailing. Carson Godfrey passes up a shot in the corner now to Habert on the left wing. He pumps a couple times. Krebs Collins D'ing him up as the Cardinals come out man-to-man. Tyler Nall out on the floor. Crosses over against Hunter Clemens. Gets in the lane. Double clutch. Too strong. Rebounded Trey Collins. Running the break for the Cardinals up the middle of the floor. Through traffic. Now to breaking pile. Top of the keeper. Hunter Clemens right wing back to Collins. That's Trey back in. Drives in. Passes back out to Hinkle. Hinkle puts it on the deck. Back to the basket. Looking to pass it off to Berkey Pyle. Mishandles the catch. And then hands on it by Belcourt. And a turnover for the Cardinals and a foul for Berkey Pyle. So operating a little too close there. Mishandle and a foul. Not a great possession for the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's the double whammy. And after a half of foul trouble, it's the last thing Coach Gaddy wants to see.
29-21, still our score though. Napoleon now with the ball. Habern. Crossing over against Collins, gets a screen there. Switches up to Berkey Powell. Gets deep, skips it out. There's Van Poppel in the corner for three. Left it short, rebounded Travis Collins. Went up high to get that one. Gets it out to Trey, his brother, the freshman, out at the top of the key. Surveying the floor. Now puts it on the pressure on the defense. Pass off to Collins. Pump fake. And Berkey Powell, or excuse me, Hinkle leaves it short. But the rebound goes long. Picked up by Trey Collins. He floats one from the elbow off the glass and scores it. And again, not a real clean possession for the Cardinals, but it ball bounced the right way, and Trey Collins capitalized, 31-21. Habern at the top, into the corner, Van Poppel puts it on the deck, back to the basket, gets into the paint, double team comes, clears it out, Godfrey for three, no. Van Poppel with an extra try for the Pirates, has to fling it back out to Godfrey, swings it to Nall on the right wing. He pumps now, pulls, hits a triple over Clemens. Maybe Null will get heated up here in the second half. Berkey Powell fires quickly on the other end for the Cardinals. That's a miss. Rebound battle. Hinkle and Habern. Hinkle saves it to Clemens. Now out to Trey Collins. Puts it on the deck. On the drive. Skips in the corner for Berkey Powell. Goes baseline. Stops. Elevates and scores it. 33-24. Cardinal lead back to 9. 5:48 to play. We're in the third quarter.
Whenever it looks like Napoleon might make a little run, center does what they have to do to keep that right around double digits.
There's a lucky, had a little screen and pop planned there, but Habern passed it almost no one, but Nall comes and saves the possession. Now Godfrey from the wing, driving. Left side, Van Poppel leans in, now goes on the run, and we're getting offensive foul call against Van Poppel. And you like to say, you know, that's a Hinkle trade, as you said. He steps up and takes that contact into his chest, but now he's writhing on the floor and has not gotten up yet.
Let's hope that's just a wind getting knocked down, because that was a Van Poppel shoulder right into the solar plexus. That doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't. And he already looks like he's better, but it does kind of look like a wind knocked out scenario as the trainer Sarah gets up. The talented trainer here at Michigan Center gets up to go.
One of the finest trainers in the state, I'd say, that deserves a raise.
All right, I agree.
Okay, now she owes us $10.
She knows what she's 5:28 to play. We're in the third quarter. 33-24, 9-point lead for the Cardinals with the ball against some Napoleon pressure. Trey Collins lost it for a minute, recovers, gets it to Berkey Pyle. Into the high post for Jalen Watson with the catch. Back out to Berkey Pyle. Fires quick. Got it to go. Three-pointer. 36-24, 12-point lead. Again, matching the biggest lead of the game for the Cardinals.
And Berkey Pyle with 5 of the 7 points here in the second half.
Quick trigger on that three. Habern working against pressure in the lane. Into the corner. Van Poppel open again. Air ball. Wide open on that one. Just can't get the three-point shot going for Van Poppel. Collins at the top. Travis puts it on the deck, tries to drop it off to Watson. He's going to force the defense to stop him, and they do it with a foul. And that'll go against Devontae Habern, the fine senior guard here for the Pirates.
Yeah, I'd really like to see Van Poppel get back down underneath the basket. And, you know, if it's not your night,
He might
make
get that.
Night.
Yeah, he goes out of the game for wires, and he might get that instruction from the bench. Hunter Clemens on the wing for the Cardinals. High post, Watson back to the basket, spins it out. Has Trey Collins at the top, right corner for Clemens. Put it on the deck, and good hands. Tyler Nall knocks it away and gets the loose ball. He takes it down the lane, and the defense forces it him to make a turnover.
That's just about to compliment Nall with his good hands on the defensive end. A little slippery hands on the offensive end.
Yeah, you go up with it, and if it's not quite right, It hits the backboard. The hits that back wall, the newly muraled back wall here at Michigan Center. The gymnasium looking better than ever. Travis Collins with the ball in the corner for the Cardinals. Now on the left wing, Hunter Clements puts it on the deck into the lane. Spins, elevates, left hand, no. Rebound, Haverne elevated too soon. Travis Collins gets the loose ball off to Watson, and now at the top, Clements swings it to Trey Collins, calling for it. Crosses over, off the dribble, picks it up, back out to Watson. Cardinals will reset, Trey Collins right wing. Dribbles around to the middle, now gets it away to Berkey Pyle. Off the dribble, trying to fire one down to Watson on the block. Fastball, can't get caught. Timeout for the Cardinals. It's a full timeout. We'll take 60 seconds. 3:54 to play third quarter. 36-24 Cardinal leads. Back at 60 seconds on WKHM.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Bailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application.
This holiday season, unwrap the gift of financial growth with a share certificate. Whether you're planning a winter escape, home improvements, or saving for the future, you can earn up to 5.00% APY with a 6 or 12-month share certificate from True Community Credit Union. And for those looking to spread extra holiday joy, a share certificate is a gift that will keep on giving. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
3:54 to go. We're in the third quarter. 36-24. Cardinal lead is 12. Napoleon basketball. Devontae Haverne comes up on the right side. Now moves across the middle to the left wing. Goes back to the middle. Now gets to the left side. Nall has a momentary look at an open three. Missed. Rebound long, and Hunter Clements grabs it on the run for the Cardinals. Good recovery by the Pirates. Clemens on the wing, open, fires for three, no. Hinkle hangs up to try to grab a rebound, can't get it though, and the Pirates take it the other way. Godfrey skips it away. Steal Clemens, fast break for the Cardinals. Clemens takes it in and lays it up. Watson was trailing. I was hoping that might turn into a kiss off the backboard, alley-oop dunk.
Yeah, Clemens had a trailing Watson. Watson needed to be louder.
Maybe should just make the layup like he did. 38-24, largest lead of the game. And now Collins, that's Travis Collins with the steal. They tried to feed Watson on the run. That one a little too high and out of bounds. And like you said, Watson's just kind of working himself back into the lineup, and they're making him work. I think he probably loves it.
Yeah, you know, Watson,
like he's going to get a break here.
We're told bad hip, and he just kind of came out of that holding that hip. He kind of landed a little funny trying to corral that pass.
Yeah. 2:54 to go, 38-24 Cardinals on the defense. Going to Van Poppel down on the block, working against Watson, backing it in, powering it in. Tries to feed it across the lane to Wires, and he turns it over, but Clemens can't hold on, and he drops it on the end line. It'll be Pirate ball.
Steve, you're right. Van Poppel had about a two-minute rest, and you said Coach Seidel might be telling him to get inside. He's one for one.
Yeah, he went down to the block and started trying to power it in. Haverne gets in the lane, does a little Euro step, change of direction, and lays it up. It's good to see Devontae Haverne's offense get going. 38-26, they trail on the run, and Trey Collins gets in the lane. Looks like he wasn't sure what to do once he got up in the air. But he missed the shot, and he hung around after the missed shot. It looks like we get a foul against Van Poppel, maybe?
Yeah, and that is pretty unfortunate for Van Poppel. He kind of got slapped in the face, I think, by Watson. And then as Trey Collins was kind of hanging around him, I think a little frustration came out of him, and he kind of gave Collins a little chicken wing, and that's the one the refs caught.
They're just talking it over here. Coach Seidel litigating the call a little bit.
It's one where you blow the whistle. I guess you got to call something. But if they got together and said, yeah, you know what, we kind of missed him getting slapped, they'd probably like to just say nothing. Oh, which I think they are. They're kind of coming together and saying, oh, no, they did. They gave him a flagrant.
Yeah. 2:27 to play. The flagrant foul there. Hunter Clemens at the free throw line and missed it. You should hear the Napoleon students who are here saying ball don't lie on the miss, but they didn't. 38-26 still the score with a pair of flagrant foul free throws.
And that's the third on Van Poppel, too.
And the second one rolls out for Clemens. Yeah, but if they, you know, they don't get to look at a replay. They have to remember what they saw. And if it looked like he maybe went with purpose with that elbow, then they kind of have to call it.
Yep. And he did absolutely do it. I just think it was more out of frustration after just getting whapped.
Inbound for the Cardinals, Clemens, Trey Collins, Hinkle. Swinging right around the perimeter. Now dropping it down to Clemens. Pass too high. He's able to save it into the backcourt, though. And the Cardinals will keep possession. Trey Collins setting things up against this Napoleon zone where they look to trap on the wing. Down to Watson on the block. Makes a move. High post for Collins. Trey Collins into the lane. His floater's no good. Good cut, but just couldn't get it to fall. Napoleon clears the defense and the flagrant foul doesn't harm them except for three on the books now for Van Poppel. Great job, Wires, to hold on to the pass. Drop it down to Belcourt, who can't get it to go. Wires has shown so much patience with that pump fake and a nice feed, and Gavrick Belcourt couldn't get it to fall. Cardinals on the other end, and Hunter Clemens with a nice move down the lane. Shot blocker goes in the air. He scoops it to Jaden Watson for a layup, and the Cardinals' lead goes back to 14 with a minute and a half to play in the third quarter.
Man, if Clemens can add that to his game, he'd be tough.
Hayburn gives it up to Godfrey, who drives. His floater just left short. Rebound batted out to Gavrick Belcourt. Nall has a look at a three. He hit one earlier, gets that one to fall. Big shot for the Pirates. 71 seconds to play in the third, and get a stop here and another score. You cut it to single digits. Instead, Clemens gets an open look on the baseline. Missed it, goes and gets his own rebound and scoops it out. Cardinals extra possession. Hinkle going to Clemens running the baseline. Passes behind him. The Cardinals hold on again. Down to Watson and you get a whistle. And it's going to be a foul on the defense. Trying to hold position against Jaden Watson.
Cardinals doing a good job moving the ball against this Napoleon zone. With 52 seconds to go in the third quarter, 11-point lead, if they're going to be in that zone, I don't know, is this where Coach Gaddy would want to hold it for one and just, hey, be comfortable with an 11-point lead?
Inbound goes to Trey Collins. He's taking his time with it.
Yep, I don't mind it.
Now they come out to pressure. Collins dribbles away from it. Over to Hinkle. Still out near midcourt. Yeah, you might have called it, Brian. Kind of a four corners. Now Clemens gets into the corner. Drives, drops it off for Watson in traffic. Looking to give it down to Collins. And right thought just goes off his hands out of bounds. So a Cardinal turnover. 31 seconds. Still plenty of time for the Pirates to cut this to nine or closer.
And now we'll see what Coach Seidel's plans are with 25 seconds to go. He'll go ahead and hold it for one.
Hayburn's got it. When do you go here? About 7 seconds?
Well, the problem is with center in a zone, that makes it tougher to know when can you go and still get a good shot.
Hayburn out of the top. Collins gets on the loose ball. 5 seconds, and now Collins made a really great play with an initial knockaway, but Hayburn recovered it, and then Collins stayed in there a little too close, and he's going to get his third foul. And it looks like they're going to take him out and send Berkey Pyle back on the floor. Collins, yeah, almost made a stupendous play and then committed the foul. 4.8, still plenty of time for the Pirates to catch and get a good look.
And Collins, even though not lighting up the scoreboard, stuck to Devontae Hayburn, one of the area's finest guards, and holding him to 7 right now.
Yeah.
It's a big loss.
Yeah, nothing's come easy for Devontae Hayburn tonight. 40-29, Cardinals lead. 4.8 seconds. We're in the third quarter here. Cardinals have led the entire way.
It's a big possession right here. Napoleon could get a bucket just to get a little momentum going into that fourth quarter.
Nall's going to inbound to Van Poppel. He goes on the run, loses the dribble. Watson gets it. Less than a second, and Trey Collins fires. I don't know if he got it off in time. Doesn't matter. It doesn't get anywhere near the basket. And after three quarters, it's 40-29 Cardinals. 60-second commercial break. Fourth quarter is coming up on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong.
ship up where they belong.
Hi, I'm Lisa Hedinga, the branch manager at the Jackson Blue Ox Credit Union branch. Blue Ox Credit Union has been serving the Jackson community since 2018. We are honored to continue offering innovative products and services that benefit our membership and help move them towards financial success. Experience the credit union difference today and become a member of the Blue Ox Credit Union. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worship, or attends school in the state of Michigan. You can become a member online at blueoxcu.org. or stop in at any of our branch locations to get started. We would love to have you.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We got 8 minutes to play in this one. Cardinals double-digit lead and the basketball to start the fourth quarter. It's Trey Collins, Jaden Watson, Hinkle, Berkey Pyle, and Clemens in for the Cardinals. Hinkle backcourt for Clemens after it was knocked out of bounds on the initial possession. Trey Collins on the right wing. Little drive, pump fake, jumper, no good. Watson keeps it alive for the Cardinals. Out to Berkey Pyle in the corner for three. Off the heel, and this time Van Poppel goes up high and clears the rebound. Gets it out to Tyler Nall. Good stop there by the Pirates. At least rebounding the miss. Van Poppel off the dribble, gets back to the basket. Defense falls down. Van Poppel missed, though. And comes off the rim out of bounds, and they call it off the Cardinals.
Well, I think that was another Hinkle charge, drawing a charge there on Van Poppel. They just...
Yep, he went down. Van Poppel was kind of surprised. Couldn't concentrate and get the make. 7:20 to play. Pirate ball. Van Poppel right side for Wires. He goes off the dribble in, pumps, drops it down to Belcourt on the baseline. Now he goes and sets a screen for Haburn. Haburn pulls up a three, short. Long rebound. Jaden Watson goes to get it. Trey Collins bringing up the floor for Michigan Center. We're coming up on 7 minutes. 40-29 still the score for the Cardinals. Left wing, and Collins working his way into the paint against Haybert out to Hinkle. He had all time, all day to get that one to go off right. Missed it, and on the long rebound, Trey Collins with a three-point shot is a miss too.
Boy, 11-point lead. Michigan Center taking a lot of quick shots right now.
Nall down into the high post area, has to clear it back out. Van Poppel takes a look at the three, fires, and that one comes off. He gets his own rebound, though. Down to the paint, backs it out to Nall. He'll take a deep three from over there and hit nothing but strings. Closest Napoleon's been in a while. 8-point game, 40-32, and they set up full court pressure.
Nall's got a good-looking stroke.
Hinkle breaks the pressure on his own, gets it in the front court. Backs it up to Trey Collins. Clemens on the wing. He'll take a deep three to answer. Short. Nall rebounds. And another quick three, like you said, Brian. And you missed that. Pirates rebound. Nall try to get a high hand here. He'll pull his team within six or closer. 5:57 to go. Haburn now left side. Nall. Clemens comes out to check him. Nall off the dribble into the paint. Scoops one. Missed. Belcourt with a rebound attempt. Lost it. And they'll keep it down on this end for the Pirates.
Yeah, Steve, there's a big difference in, stalling and just trying to hold it, but also just working around for a good shot right now. Michigan Center taking the first even close to open look and letting Napoleon come back a little bit.
Timeout on the floor. Looks like it's let's take a 30-second commercial break. 40-32, Cardinals still lead with 5:47 to play on WKHM.
There aren't too many sure things in life, but power outages during storm season is one of them. Get ready for this year's severe weather. With a Briggs & Stratton standby generator permanently installed, it will automatically kick on to power your home in the event of a power outage. Storm season is a sure thing. Fortunately, so is Briggs & Stratton. Call Superior Industrial Sales and Service today at 784-0539 for a free estimate or visit SuperiorIndustrialSales.com. That number again is 784-0539.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back underway. Inbound going to Nall, and Hinkle hustles out, gets in the passing lane, gets a hand on it, and deflects it off of Nall's hand and out of bounds. It'll be Cardinal basketball. Good reaction out of that timeout. Hinkle's got it midcourt. Back cut. Clemens layup. Block. Belcourt. Rebound. Van Poppel. 5:39 to go. Pirates get it back. Hamern pumps a three, drives, gets into the lane. Deep, can't finish. Good defense, Cardinals, to stay at home and not foul, but still to change the shot. Rebounded Collins. That's Travis Collins, the sophomore. Scoops it to Trey, his brother, out near the midcourt line. Left wing, Hinkle. Top of the key, Clemens. Pumps a three, now takes a step back, triple. Got it! Big shot! Hunter Clemens got his defender up in the air. Knocked down the triple, and the lead goes back to 11 with 5:06 to play.
I guess it looks good when they go in, right? Still a fairly quick one.
Hayburn working around the perimeter. Switched out to Watson. Great one-handed bounce pass down to Gavrik Belcourt, and he went up high to finish. That's the offense you like to see from the Pirates. Hayburn penetrates and sets up his teammate for a layup. They pressure the ball. Cardinals break the pressure in the corner. Clemens' three is short. Hustle there. Belcourt to get into the, get a hand up on the shooter. 9-point game, and chance to get it closer here again for the Pirates. Van Poppel at the top into the left side for Godfrey. Drives into the lane. Right side, Hayburn cuts, changes directions, loses it on the way up. Loose ball grabbed by Hinkle. He's got numbers for the Cardinals going in. Lays it up. Good job, Van Poppel, not to commit the foul, but maybe you got to try to stop that layup. 45-34 with 4:14 to play. Cardinals lead is 11.
It almost was like Hinkle knew he was in foul trouble and took it right to him.
Hayburn to Godfrey. He drives, floats over Watson and gets it to go. 45-36, 9-point game. Cardinals have done a good job against the Pirates' pressure, although lost there and a steal. Spoke too soon. Hinkle loses it. Hayburn there to retrieve. Skips it up to Van Poppel on the corner. To the top. Collins now in the passing lane. He gets the loose ball. Falls on it. Picks it up. And we get a timeout right away from the Cardinal bench. Coach Gaddy on top of it. Travis Collins with the steal. 3:42 to play. Cardinals lead 45-36. And Watson has to go spit out some blood maybe or puke.
Yeah, it looks like a little illness going on behind us.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Collins had a lack of wind because he landed his stomach right on the basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, I was fully expecting to see Collins come up. But Collins is one of those just freak athletes where I don't know that he might just be impenetrable.
3:42 to go here, 45-36. And waiting to see the effect of Watson. We do have a rag out there wiping some stuff up. So maybe it was just a little.
Yeah. Might have just been blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's back. Looks like he wants to go back in.
You know who's on it, though? Manager Brooks Soper. He made the program, so I feel like he should make the broadcast, too.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
Yeah.
3:42 left on the clock here. We're in the fourth quarter. Cardinals lead is 9, 45-36. And athletic director Chad Patrick getting out the floor drying implements here, so we know professionally prepared floors here at the Ray Haynes Gymnasium at Michigan Center High School. Cardinals in the lead. They get the basketball out of the timeout.
Steve, I'm getting the word that was a little more than blood.
Yikes. Well, let's hope he's all right. Trey Collins on the floor. Berkey Powell back in to replace Watson. Travis Collins on the wing now into the corner. Clemens skips it across to Hinkle. He makes a couple jab steps into the corner. Berkey Powell will set his feet and fire for three. That's off. Rebounded. Hayburn has it knocked away. Gets it back, though. Clears it into Godfrey. And then Berkey Powell is going to get whistled. And Carson Godfrey takes the harm. Just the first foul against the Cardinals here in the fourth quarter with 3:19 to go.
At 3:19 to go, you're up by nine. Does it not feel like Michigan Center players almost think they're down by two? Like they're looking to just keep shooting and keep firing those quick threes.
Hayburn out on the floor. Screen from Belcourt. They kind of switch it. Tyler Nall now has it near the top of the key. Directing traffic a little bit. Wants to drive against Clemens. Gets past him. Into the air. Forced that one up. Rebound to Trey Collins for the Cardinals. Now to Travis Collins. He'll slow it down. Trey at the top. 2:51 to play. 9-point lead for the Cardinals. Trey Collins around the outside. Works to the right wing against Haber. Now into the corner for Clemens, who fires a triple. Collins gets the rebound. That was deflected. Trey Collins just in the right place, right time to get that loose ball. Cardinals with an extra possession. 2.5. Trey Collins, spin move, floats off the dribble, missed. Rebound goes long, he gets it back. Now it's loose. And Hinkle goes to grab the loose ball, and a couple diving Pirates. And we might get Godfrey for that one. It is. Because him and Null both dove at that one. Hinkle just happened to be standing there and accepts the foul. First foul on the team here in the half. Or excuse me, in the fourth quarter. We have 2:27 to go. Travis Collins will inbound. Into the corner for Clemens. He'll fire another triple. That one doesn't go. Rebounded Haber. Just a quick trigger here for the Cardinals with a 9-point lead. Belcourt challenged at the rim, and looks like he went in expecting to get fouled. Hinkle didn't foul him. He missed everything but gets his own ball back. Godfrey on the drive. His floater's been good tonight. Missed it. Belcourt rebounds. Put back, no good. Rebounded Hinkle. Cardinals clear it out. 2:03 to play. A couple good looks at it point blank, and the Pirates just missed. Hinkle off the dribble. Elevates. Can't make it. Godfrey does foul.
Yeah, that was one where Godfrey was there, jumped, but I don't know that he really brought the arm down on Hinkle. He's saying he's kind of vertical, and I kind of agree with Godfrey on that one.
Hinkle shoot the free throws, and nope. First one's no good. 1:56 to play here. It's 45-36. Cardinals lead is 9. Can go to 10 here with a second free throw make by Hinkle. Got that one to rattle in. 10-point game. We have under 2 minutes to play. Napoleon gets it back. Devontae Haber and a poke the floor for Napoleon. Collins. Oh, Haber lost it, looked like, for a moment. Now he drives, gets in the air, and we will get a foul against the Cardinals as he goes to the floor again. And looked like he was going to pass it off, and they do say they did catch him passing it away, so it'll be an inbound here for the Pirates instead of free throws.
With the new rules and 5 fouls before free throws, this is where Napoleon's going to have to foul quickly just to get up to 5.
Yeah. Van Poppel on the wing for 3. Struggling from there. Missed that one, 2. Rebounded Hinkle. And we're going to reach in against Van Poppel on the rebound. Struggling for Van Poppel tonight.
Yeah, he just can't. He got 2 points right now. Maybe 0 for 6 from the 3-point line somewhere in there. That's unofficial.
Out-of-town scoreboard update. Hillsdale at Leslie tonight, and the Hornets lead to 36-33. Minute 39 to go here. Cardinals lead at 46-36. We're going to get a little spot cleanup out on the floor.
The mop getting a lot of action. See, that's the versatility of the best trainer around, Sarah, that she can fix your injury and hand you the mop.
Just the talent, mop hand all over. It's the experience that really plays into it here, though, Brian, I can tell. It's not her first rodeo.
I'd love to say Sarah's last name, too, but I'm not smart enough to pronounce that thing.
The name tag says Sarah G.
Yeah, well.
Oh. 96 seconds. Cardinals lead is 10. And now you see the pressure. Van Poppel goes out with the reach in. And is that going to end his night?
I have him for 5, but I'm unofficial. Yep, the scoring table's yelling that it's 5.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, Napoleon needed a quick foul there. They just didn't want it to be Van Poppel.
Yeah. And that's the 4th team foul now. So the next one will be free throws for the Cardinals, 2 the rest of the way.
Yeah, you know, well, that's the kind of the one thing I don't like about the 5 foul rule is at the end of a game, you always have hopes that teams can miss front ends of 1-1, and it kind of makes that pressure. Now any foul that's going to be 2 shots, it just kind of alleviates that pressure when you know you're getting 2.
Yeah. So they do get Van Poppel out, 46-36, 92 seconds. Inbound, Null, nearly the steal. Hunter Clemens makes the catch, though, for the Cardinals. And he gives it off to Trey Collins. Pirates kind of sitting back on him, letting him dribble out some clock right now. They give it to Berkeley. He goes on the attack. Skips it across to Hinkle. He dribbled and picked up his dribble. Now passes it back out. I thought they were going to get double dribble there. Berkeley skips it across to Clemens. 108. Clemens on the drive, and we'll get a foul this time. It looks like Haburn going to get the whistle.
Yeah, with Michigan Center just going straight to two free throws, 10-point lead with a minute six, that just feels like a little too big for Napoleon to come back from.
Does feel that way right now. Clemens, although the Cardinals have struggled at the line, I said Clemens missed a pair of flagrant foul free throws earlier. Gets that one to fall, though.
So if you're Coach Seidel and you've won the last few battles in regular season but lost the districts, are you willing to just make that trade? maybe you're like, hey, let's try something different this year. I guess that begs the question, what's more important, a conference title or a district title?
Yeah, they're not going to have any choice here as Clemens knocks down the pair, pushes the lead back to 12. And we have 66 seconds and a timeout called on the floor. Full timeout. Let's take a 60-second commercial break. We got 66 seconds when we come back. 48-36 Cardinals lead on WKHM.
Alro Metals and Plastics, celebrating 75 years in business. The experts in metals and plastics are looking to add to their team. If you're looking for a career change, consider joining over 3,000 teammates across 75 locations in 16 different states. Alro Metals and Plastics offers career training for all levels, competitive pay, and excellent benefits. To learn more about your next potential career move with Alro Metals and Plastics, go online to alro.com/careers.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get select Kubota compact tractors for $0 down, 0% APR for 84 months. Plus, save up to $800. Now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson on Lansing Avenue. Find them online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Pirates take the inbound. Haburn coming across the top. Now on the penetration, gets past the defense into the window. Lefty finish is good. And Coach Seidel will take another timeout, this time a 30-second break. We'll keep it here on the broadcast, 57.4 seconds. That's 10 points now.
And that Haburn move right there is something we've seen for the last 3 years where he's just really hard to stay in front of. And when he makes his mind to get going downhill, he's tough to stop.
Yeah, without fouling.
Yeah.
And tonight he just didn't get hot from the line. And good defense, I think. Kudos to the Cardinals for having a good game plan for Devontae Haburn.
Just for funsies, I'd like to see you out there just trying to stay in front of Devontae Haburn right now. There'd be a lot of grabbing, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah.
Would you go bad boy style? Just be like, no layups in my house. Like, just knock
him
to the ground.
No, because I think he could out, like, he would win that fight also. Like,
plus, you might even try to take a swing, and he might just blow right by you anyway. You miss.
I think I could get, like, the first move I'd get in front, and that's where I'd lose him. He'd spin, or he'd go the other way, and I'm lost. Pulling with a three on the turnover. Airballed Haburn, rebounding all. 50 seconds, and now Hinkle with a near steal. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Napoleon ball, so they steal that inbound. Fire up the three, missed everything, but they'll keep it down on their end, at least adding a little bit of tension here late in the game. This double-digit deficit, 48.4 seconds backcourt for Godfrey. Coming up against Travis Collins. Hands off to Haburn, coming across the top. Left side wires. He doesn't take the shot. Down to Garrett Belcourt. Missed the layup. They fed him for a wide-open shot and just couldn't get it to go in. Cardinals get up the floor now. 32 seconds. Clemens pumps. Drops it off for Hinkle. Or no, that's Berkey Powell coming across. 50-38, so the Cardinals get the bucket. 22 seconds, and now they'll kind of call off the dogs as Godfrey fires a three. Missed. Rebound battle. Hinkle. Jump ball tie-up going to the floor. One more time for Devontae Haburn. He's been spending a lot of time on the wooden floor here at the Michigan Center High School. And now we got a Pirate player that's slow to get up as Sarah G jumps from her perch. to check on him. What's that? Is it Gavrik Belcourt, it looks like?
Yeah, and Hinkle and Hayburn both going for the ball, and Belcourt kind of just got rolled up on. Boy, I hope that's not a serious ankle. They're kind of giving the one person on each arm carry off. Let's hope that's just a rolled ankle. And
Coach Dan Crowley's seen enough. He's headed for the exit. 50-38, 17.5 seconds. Cardinals are going to finish this one out. We'll just have to see what the final will be. We do get a timeout call from the Napoleon bench again. And so we'll keep it here and talk things over a little bit here, Brian. We'll wrap up our coverage for 2023. And our next broadcast will be on January the 6th, Northwest at Lumen Christi. So that ought to be a fun one. Looking forward to seeing the Titans on the hard court after we watched them win a state championship for a second year in a row this year on football. Michigan Center will be next in action versus that Lumen Christi team at the Spring Arbor University Shot Clock Classic that's going on over the holidays, December 28th. Bunch of games over there. Including Napoleon taking on Jackson High. And that's an interesting matchup. All those games on Thursday, different times throughout the day out of Spring Arbor University.
I have one resolution, too. Next year, Steve, I promise you, I'm going to be a better partner to you. I'm going to pick up my game. I mean, I'm with a Hall of Famer announcer. In my book, I got it.
All right,
I just
that.
Everybody needs to just take a look in the mirror. Just be a little bit better version of yourself.
Same.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do the same thing.
One few less chocolate banana chip.
I'm just going to try to be a better friend. Cardinals knock the inbounds out. You know, we were saying the Cardinals seemed like, even up 10, it felt like they were playing as though they were down. And here they are with 12-point lead and 16 seconds. Barring Reggie Miller getting into the game here, they're probably going to win this one. And they're still playing hard on defense. Hayden Hinkle jumping up at a three-point shot there and now running the floor, hoping to get a run out. 7.7 seconds, and the Cardinals will turn it back over. But I guess you don't have to worry about effort from Michigan Center. Up 10, down 5. Who can tell? They're always working as hard as possible.
Yeah, Collins still stuck to Hayburn.
Hamer takes the inbound pass. Now Hinkle's got him. He drives. This is into the corner for Godfrey. He fires that three. It's long. And there's the buzzer, and we'll get a final here. 50-38. Michigan Center with the win. Let it start to finish. All Cardinals tonight. We'll take our final break of the game. Let's make it 2 minutes here. And when we come back, we'll wrap things up for Michigan Center High School. The Cardinals get the first matchup of these two teams in the Cascades Conference, 50-38. And the post game continues next on WKHM.
This holiday season, unwrap the gift of financial growth with a share certificate. Whether you're planning a winter escape, home improvements, or saving for the future, you can earn up to 5.00% APY with a 6 or 12-month share certificate from True Community Credit Union. And for those looking to spread extra holiday joy, a share certificate is a gift that will keep on giving. Visit truccu.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
Hello, friends, family, fellow listeners. It's me, Chuck Hogan from Avenue Auto. Let's get right to business. I'm not going to promise you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for your trade-in, but what I will promise you is that you will get a fair amount for your trade-in, and the vehicle that you purchase will be a very good, reliable form of transportation at a fair price. We have over 30 vehicles priced $5,000 and under. Check us out at Avenue Auto. Over 25 years in business means we're here to stay. Financing for everyone. Your job is your credit. Come see our professional sales team, Justin Sadak, Jamie Holdling, Brian Humphrey, and myself, Chuck Hogan at Avenue Auto, or call us at 517-780-0022. Again, 517-780-0022.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road,
County Farm Road,
and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
For the month of December, enjoy pizza slices for just $1.99 each.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes in the post game here. Your final score at Michigan Center High School, the Cardinals 50 and Napoleon 38 tonight. And I had mentioned that the Cardinals had been averaging over their now seven-game winning streak, but before tonight, 63 points per game and holding opponents to 38.6. So they didn't quite score that much, but they definitely held Napoleon to that number. And I think that's probably the thing that wins the game for the Cardinals, as much as they shot hot from beyond the arc a little bit and did some good things. It was the defense that carried them.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, because we knew this game was going to have some pace. But also talking to Coach Seidel, we talked about probably taking the under today, and that kind of proved to be the case.
Yeah, Napoleon just never had any offensive rhythm. Partly attributed to the defense for sure, but part of that attributed to just cold shooting. I don't think you would count on Holden Van Poppel getting that many looks at three and only making, or not making any, because that guy can get hot from three-point line. Although we said a time or two last year, and we said it tonight again, that you know, when he's struggling from outside, go use that 6'6 frame and shoot over people down on the block. And he did, I think, take that to heart a little bit, and then at some point it just felt like he was kind of out of the offense.
Yeah, Tyler Nall got kind of hot in the third quarter. He made three threes, and that's it for Napoleon. Those were the three threes. Yeah. Hayburn with none, Van Poppel with none. Godfrey shot a few, didn't connect. Just cold shooting.
Yeah, we did give credit all night to Travis Collins for doing a great job against Devontae Hayburn, and I think he took on that task last year in the postseason, that district game that Michigan Center ended up winning. I think Hayburn had a better game than he did tonight in that one, but still, you know, you get to this point in those careers and you got guys who've been on the varsity for a couple seasons, and you know, they get familiar with people. They start getting, you know, if they're a cerebral player, they know how they want to attack that guy defensively too. And so I'm sure Collins going into the memory banks and saying, you know, he did this against me a lot, this is how I'm going to go out there and had success tonight.
Yeah, when you're guarding a player as good as Hayburn, you're just looking to make it tough. You know, I mean, he might score 20 on you, but they got to be a tough 20. And today he made it tough, and, you know, Hayburn never really kind of got it going. And, again, a lot of that's due to the Collins D.
And the Cardinals with three players with two fouls going into the half kind of thought we might keep an eye on that. Never really materialized as an issue. Cardinals did a good job of kind of, you know, holding back on that, not committing fouls, and just playing to, as we mentioned, every time Napoleon to get a bucket or a couple buckets back together, the Cardinals would answer and keep that lead right around 10 most of the second half of the game. And victorious night for Michigan Center. Let's go ahead and get these numbers going, Brian.
All right. Well, for Napoleon, we had Carson Godfrey with 6. Gavrick Belcourt with 6. Holden Van Poppel, as we said, only 2. Devontae Hayburn, 9. Cooper Wires with 5 all in the first half. And leading the way, double digits, the only double-digit score for Napoleon tonight, Tyler Nall with 10.
Yeah, and he got that done kind of all beyond the arc when he got some of those to go in the second half. But just a tough scoring night all around for Napoleon. How about for the Cardinals?
For the Cardinals, we had Trey Collins, the freshman, with 4. Spencer Berkeypile with 12. Hayden Hinkle with a good all-around game, 7 points. I don't know how many boards he had. I know he had 5 at the half. Jaden Watson with the bad hip and 6 points. Travis Collins with 5. And leading the way, Hunter Clemens with 16.
Yeah, just spread it around really well tonight, and it's going to be kind of a thing for Michigan Center all year where it looks like whoever's got a hot hand at any point in the game might end up being the leading scorer. And Berkeypile played a lot of good minutes tonight, and as you mentioned, not knowing how many rebounds Hayden Hinkle had, but gosh, going all the way across that lineup, they're in there crashing all the time, and good to see Jaden Watson on the floor, kind of returning from injury, and hopefully he'll stay healthy, not re-injure anything, and work his way back into the lineup, because he's one of the he could be one of the most dominant players on the court for the Cardinals. He's just a sophomore, getting used to that, you know, growing into that big frame. When he learns how to use that size more and more, he's going to be a tough matchup going through the Cascades Conference for sure.
And there's always that lingering question, too, for Napoleon. What if Grant Bradley had been here? And the other question, when and if will Grant Bradley return?
Yeah, they got to be hopeful for that. But you just get back to work, and they got another matchup right away that they're going to have to work for. And Jackson High has been a hot team early in the season. We saw them go down to the wire with Northwest, and they are physical, athletic, and fast, and they got a bunch of guys, so they're going to go deep in that lineup too. And the work doesn't get easier when you got Jackson High looming.
Yeah, you're Devontae Hayburn, and you just get rid of Travis Collins, and your gift for that is.
Yeah,
Kyron Stamper.
Oh man, that's going to be an uncomfortable. Yeah. That's going to be a matchup I'd love to go see. I might be in the stands for some of these games of that SAU Classic because a lot of good matchups. Michigan Center is going to go and take on a Lumen Christi team who, what was it, 40? It was a 41-0 the football final. You might go back in there looking for some retribution. Maybe you can get it done on the hard court. But they're going to still have all those guys out there, and you're gonna see what 6'9". Pastor Reza just signed his letter with Cincinnati, and different guy on the hardwood, but that size that translates to just about any athletic position.
And was it their last matchup that we saw the three overtime, or did they have a matchup in between that?
Was it
one of their last couple matchups? We'll say
three.
That.
I think it was five.
Was it five?
Yeah.
It was craziness.
Yeah, so they have a history, and that'll be fun. So all good games. And as I mentioned, we're kind of done for the broadcast for 2023, but we'll be back at it January the 6th at Lumen Christi High School, where the Northwest Mounties will look to get a win against that Titans team. So it should be fun. It feels like the season's just warming up and just prepping us. It's late December, and tonight had a little bit of, at least in the pregame, a little bit of March feel. So the more we can grab that feeling and chase it, the better. And we'll look forward to a great run of high school basketball in 2024. Any final thoughts tonight, Professor?
My final thoughts are I don't think these two teams are done with one another.
No.
This is just round one.
Yeah. you win the battles, and you want to win the battles, but who will win the war? And there's always that opportunity to have these two teams meet in the postseason, and it could be fun. We've spent the last few years here for some district tournament action at Michigan Center, and gosh, find our way to Napoleon from time to time too. It's two of my favorite gyms, two of my favorite teams, and it was a good night tonight. So for executive producer back in the studio, Luke Moorhead, and the professor, Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll wrap it up for Michigan Center High School, 50-38. It's the final. Cardinals win, and we'll talk to you next time.